AT&T discloses a massive hack and joins the ranks of Snowflake victims. Squarespace DNS hijacking hits crypto sites. Russia plans to ban YouTube later this year. And a major hacking spree hits Magento and Adobe stores. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 15th of July, and this podcast episode is brought to you by asset inventory and network visibility company RunZero. In today's top story, US wireless carrier AT&T has disclosed a major security breach that impacts almost all of its cellular customers. The company says a hacker stole phone call and text message records from one of its cloud storage accounts. The breach took place in mid-April, and AT&T confirmed to TechCrunch the incident is related to the larger Snowflake hacking spree. Wired reports that AT&T paid a $370,000 ransom to the hacker to delete the stolen data. A source has told 404 Media that an American man named John Binns is allegedly responsible for the hack. Binns previously also hacked T-Mobile in 2021. He was detained by Turkish authorities in late May and is currently awaiting extradition to the US. In other news, a hacktivist group named Null Bulge has leaked more than a terabyte of data from Disney's internal Slack channel. The data was leaked on hacking forums and the group's website. It allegedly contains unreleased projects, concept art, login details, and personal data. Some of the leaked data has been confirmed as authentic by both fans and gaming news sites. Null Bulge says it leaked the data in response to Disney's unfair treatment and compensation of its writers and artists. According to a post on its website, the group claims it had help from a Disney employee. Car dealership software company CDK Global appears to have paid a $25 million ransom to the Black Suit ransomware gang. The payment took place last week, according to blockchain data. CNN reports the company has been slowly onboarding car dealers back onto its software platform. CDK Global fell victim to a ransomware attack in mid-June. Its services have been down for almost 3 weeks. At least four cryptocurrency platforms hosting their domains on Squarespace have been hit by DNS hijacks over the past week. The Seller Network, Compound Finance, Pendle Finance, and Unstoppable Domains reported losing control over their official websites on Thursday and Friday last week. The hijackers pointed the domains to malicious servers hosting phishing kits that automatically drained a victim's crypto wallet. All hijacked domains were previously hosted by Google before Squarespace bought Google's domain hosting business last year. Security researchers say Squarespace migrated Google domain users to its infrastructure last month, but disabled multi-factor authentications for the new accounts. This allowed attackers to hijack Squarespace admin accounts by guessing passwords and without needing to pass an MFA challenge. The Lazarus North Korean hacking group has stolen $2.2 million worth of assets from cryptocurrency service CoinStats. The company says the hackers orchestrated a massive operation that breached multiple of its third-party service providers. Lazarus then gained access to its servers and stole the private keys of almost 1,600 customer wallets. The incident took place in mid-June, and CoinStats says it rebuilt its entire IT infrastructure after the attack. A threat actor has stolen $1.8 million worth of crypto assets from decentralized finance protocol Do Finance. The company says the attacker manipulated one of its smart contracts to steal some of its Aave tokens. Unlike other hacked crypto platforms, Do Finance didn't offer the hacker a generous reward to return the stolen funds. Instead, it posted a message threatening the hacker with legal consequences. Threat actors are hijacking online stores using a recently patched vulnerability known as Cosmic Sting. Security firm SanSec says attacks exploiting the bug began at the end of June and have now entered mass exploitation. The company says it's seeing between 3 and 5 stores getting hacked every hour, including major brands. The vulnerability was patched in early June and impacts roughly 3/4 of all Magento and Adobe Commerce stores. SanSec describes Cosmic Sting as the worst bug to hit Magento and Adobe Commerce stores in the past 2 years. The Russian government is intentionally throttling download and upload speeds for YouTube. The slowdowns were first reported last week by users all over Russia. In a TASS interview, government officials tried to blame the slow speeds on faulty Google equipment. IT experts later debunked the theory and confirmed the throttling was done on purpose with the help of two local ISPs. Several sources independently told Gazeta.ru that the Kremlin plans to fully block YouTube in September. The slowdown and potential ban comes 2 weeks after a Russian government agency launched a YouTube clone named Platforma at the end of June. The Kremlin has constantly accused YouTube of hosting terrorist content since Russia invaded Ukraine. Russians regularly use YouTube to get unfiltered and non-propaganda news from outside the country. The Indonesian government says it started recovering its systems after a ransomware attack took out its national data centre. The attack took place last month and has impacted the activity of more than 160 government agencies. The government began recovering systems after the hackers apologised and released a free decryption key. The Brain Cipher ransomware gang took credit for the attack. Singapore's Monetary Authority has ordered banks to phase out one-time passcodes within the next 3 months. The authority says the use of OTPs as a second authentication factor is insecure. Officials say threat actors have developed sophisticated social engineering tactics to reliably phish OTPs in real time. And finally, the European Commission says X, formerly known as Twitter, does not comply with the Bloc's Digital Services Act and plans to start an official investigation. Officials say the social network uses dark patterns to manipulate user behaviour, does not share data with independent researchers, and is not transparent about its advertising policies. If the EU finds X guilty, the company is on the hook for a fine of up to 6% of its revenue. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Run Zero. Find them at runzero.com. Thanks for your company.